As you age, you naturally discover your body can't handle all the same stresses the way it used to. But new research shows people can push themselves and benefit more from exercise even as they slow down with age. WBUR's Kyrie Thompson explains.
Have you ever heard the saying, "Father Time is undefeated"? 70-year-old runner Mike Ferrullo of Boston probably has. Ferrullo started running 40 years ago to overcome drug addiction.
If you want to survive and keep running, you have to first accept that you're not 35, 40 anymore. And your mind might want to run like that, but your running regimen has to be different.
Following that advice has paid off for Ferrullo, who plans to run until he's 80. And as the president of the Boston Bulldogs Running Club, he's helping others push themselves into their later years. One of his runners is 57-year-old Alice Rushforth. She's also the executive director of the Tufts Clinical and Translational Sciences Institute. Rushforth didn't start taking running more seriously until her 50s. With her 60s approaching, she thinks there's still time to go faster in the future.
Now, to keep working at it and to have those goals and to get a little excited about my performance, I'm finding that I'm working hard to beat the time from last year or 5 years ago. And I can say, here I am. I'm 3-4 years older, and I'm actually doing that 5K faster.
New research offers more hope for runners like Ferrullo and Rushforth who want to thrive later in life. An October study in the Review of Economics and Statistics compares world record times of runners ages 40 to 95 to estimate how much people slow down with age in races like the marathon and the 5K. Its data show older runners only decline gradually after age 40 before finally slowing down more dramatically in their late 70s. Also, study models predict people slow down at about the same rate each year, whether they're elite runners or not. Ed Kaplan is a professor of engineering and public health at Yale and is one of the study's authors. He says, as long as you're meeting your personal goals as a runner, that's all that matters.
It's as if you were running a longer race. The people at the leading edge of it, those are the world record holders, the people who were further back in the pack are further back in the pack. But nonetheless, this idea that they're going down a couple percentage points a year is something which actually seems to hold.
And with runners like 70-year-old Jeannie Rice of Cleveland setting marathon world records for her age group, the authors also wanted to answer another question. How fast can a 70-year-old marathoner possibly run? The study compares today's fastest runners to its own predictions for the fastest humanly possible time for each age and type of distance race. The authors also suggest that these fastest possible times may decrease in the future as more older people run with improved training practices and nutrition. That's why Kaplan says elderly runners 10 years from now could leave today's record holders in the dust.
We estimate that you could knock off about 7.5% of the existing time. So, for example, with the marathon, that says that we believe it will be humanly possible to cut maybe another 9 and 9.5 minutes off of the marathon.
The models in the study assume runners stay in shape and avoid major injuries that might slow them down more than expected. You may need to adjust your expectations for your own running, depending on how those factors affect you. Furthermore, there's not much data on women and how they slow down with age. Rushforth says having more information on women runners would further motivate her to keep improving.
All the information that's online now in these kinds of studies is important. It's not the kind of thing that I tapped into for motivation in my youth, but now I do look up my times compared to other women my age and use that as a little bit of an incentive.
Motivation.
And I do the...
I look up to Alice's.
No.
How's that,
I think
how's that
it's getting better.
That's
funny.
Totally. I'm just the opposite.
Future research will focus on gathering more data on 80- and 90-year-old runners, as runners at those ages are less common. But whether you're a dedicated athlete or just looking to exercise more, don't just assume that you're too old to lace up your shoes and get a run in. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kyrie Thompson.